Tweet at Today SOR.
Now, we'll be talking to a Galway man who's been honoured with the right to introduce the President of the United States at a big rally in Chicago. That's coming up to 12 o'clock. We'll be talking to Galway businessman Billy Lawless, and who has settled in Chicago and taken out American citizenship. That's just coming up to 12 o'clock. But now, at this time of year, most of us are in hibernation mode, I suppose you could say, eating a little bit more, replacing those healthy salads with comfort foods, safe in the knowledge that summer diets are a long way off in the distance. But some people have started a pre-Christmas regime known as the Little Black Dress Diet. Yvonne Hogan is here. She's editor of the Irish Independent's Health and Living magazine. Yvonne, what exactly is this Little Black Dress Diet? Is it a new phenomenon?
Well, absolutely. I don't think people were worried about looking good for Christmas before, which is a testament to how the diet industry has spread and taken over everything. But we've got a really healthy one in Health and Living that you can start. So it's Operation Little Black Dress. I don't like to use the word diet, but it's a healthy eating plan, an exercise regime that's in 4 weeks you'll drop a dress size if you follow it.
In this case, it's not a question of no pain, no gain. It's no pain, no loss.
Exactly. But do you know what? It's no harm actually to bulwark against the piggery that you're going to indulge in at Christmas. And I would often, if I'm going on holidays or things like that, I'd be particularly ascetic in the run-up to something so that I could, you know, have a little bit of wiggle room, so to speak.
But hold on a minute now, Yvonne. Like, it's cold outside, you know, Yes. It's dark. I mean, what would you be wanting to start losing weight for at this time of year?
Well, you might want to look really nice at a Christmas party, a work Christmas party. You might be at, you know, a family event, you know, where there's like a sister-in-law or something you'd like to make jealous, or, you know, there's lots of reasons why you'd want to. I think it's more
start
women will go for this. Start a row.
Well, exactly. don't exclude the men from it altogether. So what would be a realistic programme to set out? It is, what is it, the 25th? Is this the 25th? It is
Yeah.
The 25th of, so we have a month.
You have a
25th
month, yeah.
of November, 25th
well,
of December.
Yeah, if you follow a healthy eating plan like we have here, which, like, I would never endorse any quick fix diets or anything like that because they simply don't work. Basically, what happens is that women get fat for a couple of reasons. One of them is wine and drinking, and the other one is not eating at all during the day and then eating lots in the evening. So what you need is sustained meals. You need about 6 meals a day. So you need breakfast, lunch and dinner and two or three snacks. So if you eat every 3 hours, your body will drop weight because basically your body adapts to what's happening. So if you're starving all day, your body's thinking there's no food here, whatever we get, hang on to. Whereas if you eat regularly and have proper proportion of protein, carbohydrates and fats, you will drop a dress size in 4 weeks if you follow this
plan.
Well,
surely you have to reduce your intake though.
No, you don't. You see, that's the myth. Women in particular don't eat enough. They don't eat enough. They're like, and when they want to lose weight, then they go on like the cabbage
soup diet.
But
you're saying eat less more often or something like that?
Eat properly. Eat properly. Like, I'm never hungry. Never hungry.
Okay, well, how did your day start?
Okay, I had 4 eggs for my breakfast this morning. Yeah, I had 4 eggs for my breakfast. Then I had a snack. I had that at about, I'd say, 7:30.
Were these eggs on their own?
Yeah, I just scrambled them and put them in the microwave.
Yeah, and did you have a slice of toast?
No, I didn't have
did
a slice
of toast. Did you have a cup
of tea? I had a cup of coffee. Yeah.
Right, okay.
Coffee's one of my very few vices. And then I had a snack at my desk in the office. I had 12 cashew nuts and an apple for at about probably maybe 10:30.
Right.
And then for my lunch, I'm going to go out and get a steak and some vegetables, I think.
How big will the steak be?
About the size of my hand.
Okay, well, that could be 6 or 8 ounces.
Yeah. And then lots of vegetables and maybe a bit of sweet potato.
Counting out the nuts now. I mean, that's a bit extreme, isn't it?
No, you want to make sure you get enough.
or maybe not too many. Yeah. 12 cashew nuts. Salted, yeah. Unsalted, roasted.
Unsalted, raw, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and then I'll have
so
another
the steak.
Snack.
Anything else on the side now? You said you'd
have some sweet potato maybe or a small bit of brown rice. Actually, the thing, basically people are afraid to eat carbohydrates. I was one of these people as well before I learned. It's all about the proportions, right? So you should be eating at least 1 gram of protein per your kilogram of body weight. And protein should be the main source in your meal. And then you should have some healthy fats like nuts or avocado or something like a bit of butter. There's nothing wrong with that. And then carbohydrates. I use a guide of 2 tablespoons for carbohydrates because everyone has their own like
that could be 2 tablespoons of mashed potato, say, or would it be?
I wouldn't go for mashed potato because they're too high glycemic. I would go more for sweet potato or brown rice. This is if you're trying to lose weight and be. See, what I do is I would be very, very strict for 5 days, and then at the weekend, I eat willy nilly. You know, whatever I want. But still making sure I get like good solid meals.
Sorry, we got as far as lunch today now. There's going to be the steak the size of your hand.
The steak the size of my hand and the bit of sweet potato and the green vegetables, broccoli or something like that.
Okay, that'll see you through to the middle of the afternoon. No dessert, I trust.
No dessert, no. And then I'll have another snack in the afternoon. I don't know, I might have maybe an oat cake with some peanut butter or something, or maybe another apple if I'm being lazy. And then I'll have a dinner when I go home. I have a lovely soup that I invented that I'm going to have for my dinner tonight.
Tell me about that
soup. Oh, it's really easy. Basically, well, I kind of stole the idea from Siobhan Byrne because she makes one with carrots and chicken, but it's basically broccoli, 3 heads of broccoli, 1 head of cauliflower. I'm not going to eat all of this tonight now.
Okay. She was here with you before, wasn't she?
She was here, yeah. She does our exercise plans and healthy living. She's great. So broccoli, cauliflower, onions, just throw it all into a bit of vegetable stock and then roast 4 chicken breasts and blend them in. So you have a full meal there then for your dinner. And it's really easy. Put it in the freezer. That'll be my dinner. And then if I'm hungry, I might have a few almonds or something before bed, but I don't think I will be.
Okay. And will there be more coffee?
I have a lot of coffee. Yeah. Newspapers, right. You have to be awake.
What about a banana or something like that now? Would that feature in this?
You could have a banana occasionally, but the thing is fruit is generally very high in sugar, and just because it's natural sugar doesn't mean it doesn't, you know, raise your insulin levels and contribute to fat. So if you're eating fruit, what we recommend is you stick to blueberries, maybe apples, raspberries, the darker, less sweet. Like if something is absolutely delicious and yummy, then it's going to more than likely make you fat.
There'd be no chocolate in this now, I suspect. Maybe unless at the weekend, of
course. I have a lot of chocolate at the weekends, yeah, I do. I've been known to eat like a box of Butlers in one sitting. Not that I recommend it. You shouldn't do it.
It would be a small box.
It wouldn't.
Would it be a half a pound?
Yeah, yeah. I'd have a hangover the next day then as well because you've been so clean during the week. I've often had to take like paracetamol. This is so embarrassing.
Talk to me about the exercise you take.
Okay, the exercises that we do here. Well, I like to do weight training. I do an awful lot of weight training, and I like to, my little treat to myself is to have a personal trainer every now and then because I like being told what to do. You know the way at work
you've been managed. This sounds like slavery.
No, but it's actually very relaxing because there you are at work, like editing a magazine, like giving instructions at home with the baby. I like to just go in and just be told what to do for like an hour. You know, so that's my advice. But what we have is we have Tabata style exercises in health and living all the time, actually, that you can do at home, that you don't need any gym membership for and everything. And they take
and this,
8 minutes
this is in your health and living. That's a Monday supplement in the paper. But is there web access to this?
Yes, it's all available online as well. And we've little video clips of Siobhan doing the exercises just to make sure you do them properly. So the whole workout will take less than 10 minutes and you can do it in your own
and
house.
I presume you don't have to have steak every day, even if you
no,
want
you shouldn't eat too much red meat. But I like, sometimes I have a little treat. I go out for lunch and buy myself a steak,
so
but chicken
what,
or turkey.
What are you
fish.
Predicting for yourself then between this and Christmas now, the 25 days left?
Well, I eat like this all the time. And like the last time I was on to you, I was talking about the 100 Fit Days program we had and where I actually published pictures of everything I ate, which are all available on the web. So I eat like this all the time. But what I will do is I'll be a little bit better at the weekends now, just so that I've got a box of Quality Street at home and I'm going to pick out all the orange ones and put them in a bowl and hide with them at Christmas. So I need to make a bit of room for
that. What are you proposing to lose between this and Christmas?
I don't particularly need to lose any weight, but I need to just get
maintain
a bit,
your fine
exactly.
shape.
Exactly. Well,
how often do you do the weights?
What, like, sorry?
How often do you do the
weights? I train 3 or 4 times a week.
Good for you. Well, listen, it's all there now. We've no excuse. Yvonne Hogan, editor of the Irish Independent's Health and Living magazine, thank you very much indeed for coming to studio.